Next up on Visual Wow.
That is what event planning is, to be able to make someone else's dreams come true, but also make sure it's done right. Take the skills that you have and see where you can apply them. Sometimes we have to get outside of our box, which is exactly what I did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Visual Wow. The podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Greetings, Visual Wow community. Welcome back. I am on the back patio today with Monica and Debbie Katz-Holt. Very exciting day today for the Visual Wow podcast. And as you know, we don't follow all the rules. We are outside. The dogs could run by barking. The lawnmowers in the front yard could come back to the backyard. So we're just going to roll through it and have a good time. It's a blue sky day. It's got to be about 70 degrees out here. It couldn't be. I feel like we're in San Diego, but on the East Coast. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. So good to see you, Monica and Jack.
Welcome, welcome. And yes, we do have Bailey and Moco, who are our biggest fans, who might have some words to say during our show, but that's how we roll.
So, Debbie, I know you as a party planner, event producer. Our lives have been intertwined for probably more decades than we wish to admit. I think we just figured out that I started working for your mother, the incomparable Sue Katz, probably when I was 21 or 22 years old. And it's just amazing when we think back on that legacy that throughout this, I'm hoping through this interview and many of the interviews that we do on Visual Wow, come back to incredible relationships, in this case, all but adult lifelong relationships, trust, mm-hmm. And communication. And so you have gone through a lot. You have gone through major illness in your life. You have gone through major recovery. Thank God for the illness part of your life. You are an author. You are an author. My daughter would correct me. She'd be devastated if I said that improperly on the air. But honey, I corrected myself on the air. You are an author. And you kind of went out of the event industry. You went into the federal sector, in the government sector. And now I'm sitting in front of you with the sun beautifully backlighting your hair. I'm a photographer. I'm allowed to say things like that. And I'm looking at you with a Y Yoga hat on.
Woga.
I'm going to call it a W Yoga. Okay. Woga. And I think the most important thing about everything that you've gone through recently is that you're a newlywed again, and you have just gotten married to a wonderful guy that I also kind of warm up about the fact that I was kind of there when that whole first date started thing, and which also comes back to one of our charities with Luke's Wings, because it was at the Luke's Wings Gala with your friend Lindsay Gill.
He was a keeper in my book, but
yeah, I mean, you know the way we have helped each other in our lives. You introduced us to Lindsay and the great work that Luke's Wings does. Mm-hmm. That's where I saw you walk into a gala one year, like with a halo over your head, with Eric under your arm. And then this past June,